Welcome. Thanks for joining us for another weekly episode of Can I Tell You Something Funny, a podcast about nothing where Chris and I banter about the week's past activities. Sit back, relax, enjoy a laugh or two. Here's this week's show.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How are you?
See what I did there?
Beautiful fall weekend.
Fall? What's fall, Chris? I live in San Diego. There's no fall here.
Do you even have seasons at all?
No, we definitely have seasons. Let's get into that. But first, hello, everyone listening. Thank you for tuning in and showing up for this shit when we decide to put out a podcast. You can blame Chris for the lack of consistency.
I had the plague last week, so.
Oh, man.
I don't have the plague. I just had a cough, which is annoying on the recording.
Yeah, I think I just feel like there should be a t-shirt line that says, it's allergies, I swear, or it's strep throat.
I know.
It's just bronchitis. It could be a whole line. I might cut all of this out and just make that t-shirt company.
You should. Trademark.
I know, right? Well, I already got that. You know, my whole trademark is already, it's in process. I got an update. Should be done by the end of the month.
Oh, that's awesome. Congratulations.
Thank you. As I drink another local here, shout out to Northern Pine Brewing, not a sponsor, but hey, friends, if you want to be. I'm drinking a saison, a sazed and confused, delicious. You have anything, Chris, or the cough's keeping it away?
I was drinking for a good part of the afternoon, so I haven't taken it back up again. So I had a few beers. I had a couple Oktoberfest type beers.
Of course you did, because it's fall.
I know.
We have seasons.
We actually have, you know, changing seasons and the fall foliage and all that good stuff that people geek out about.
Yeah, we have foliage. It's palm trees. I'm kidding. We do have actual trees that have foliage. It just takes a really long time for them to turn, and most of them outside of the mountains don't.
Gotcha.
But the weather changes. It does get much cooler, and you get the typical, you know, fall, like really cool at night and then only intermittently warm during the day. But this week we're going back into summer. It's going to be 90 degrees here at the coast. So hot as hell.
Yeah, supposed to be cold here.
You're welcome.
Week. Yeah. Like lows in the 30s.
That sounds miserable.
I know. Yeah. Yeah. It is nice. I like the warm days and cold nights. That's the nice thing, though.
Yeah, I like it here when, like, the weather we had today was great. In the morning, I needed a sweatshirt. Then we went for a walk on the beach. You know, I'm in shorts and a tank top. And now we're back into, like, sweatshirt weather. That is perfect for me. Right. Yeah, that's why I live in San Diego, because the weather is amazing all the time. Except when there's fires.
Yeah, are things better with those? I haven't kept them.
Yes, they are. The fire that was here in San Diego is officially 100% contained, so that's good. There have been some outbreaks outside of LA, Burbank, up that way, so not so good. The state is very much on fire still, but closest to us is getting better, which meant our air quality was better. And I'm not sure about the Pacific Northwest. I don't know about those fires.
Yeah, we kept
up. Of course, they haven't been making headlines of late. There's a lot of other shit on the news that people are talking about that we're not going to talk about today.
Yeah.
It's not funny. It's not funny. I need humor.
No. I'm with you. Well, I'm glad your air quality is better. That's good.
Yeah. It's very good. Let's see, Chris. We have so much to talk about because we haven't chatted in a while, and I'm sure everybody wants to know how the glass blowing went. So I can chat about that.
Yeah.
It went really, really well, which doesn't make for a great story, but it was so much fun. I have to encourage everybody who is listening to look in your local community and see if you can find a glass blowing class. It was pretty amazing and very, very, very hot. They have these kilns running at, you know, like 3,000 degrees. It's just ungodly hot. It was over 100 degrees in the area. I don't know. It was fantastic. They do actually let you blow glass. And of course, always they have to sterilize everything, but, you know, especially given Rona and all that, they have extra precautions in place. And so again, small business being hit super hard, they have to wait 2 weeks in between each class, make sure, you know, that if there would be anything, it would, you know, whatever. Anyway, so that was kind of all nice. I enjoyed making a lot of really disgusting jokes when Brooks had to blow for my glass and I had to blow for his glass. And so did the glass maker, who was like, blow harder. So that was fun.
This is another rookie doing this. We're hearing the same joke over and over again.
It was terrific. And, you know, if you've ever watched, I think it's called Blown Away on Netflix, it's a glass blowing competition, and they talk about the glory hole, and I laugh every time. And sure enough, when the glass maker was like, well, you could make a bowl, but it has to fit in the glory hole, I was like, sure it does. How close usually, can we get?
Usually pay extra for that, Sarah.
That's right. Oh my gosh. Yeah. So I got to make this amazing fruit bowl on the way there. Brooks and I were talking about what we wanted to make. And I'm like, I'm making a fucking fruit bowl. And he says to me, babe, I don't know if you're allowed to do that. I'm not sure, you know, with what we paid, there might be limitations. I was like, no, no, I'm making a fucking fruit bowl. And that shit's going to sit on my counter and hold fruit. Super excited.
Is it holding fruit right now?
It is. It has a lemon in it currently. Yes. Had some oranges and an Asian pear earlier this week.
Very Sandogian.
Yes, well, you know. And Brooks made a hefty pint glass that is really, really, really cool. The bowl is amazing. So how do you pick these colors? And I'm like, I just want it to look like the ocean. So of course they know how to roll things correctly. And so you're working with the glass blower. You're both on the pole and rolling together and whatnot. You do all the blowing, of course, but, you know, in terms of like handling everything, you know, this is hot and potential for a lot of burning and not good things if you just are left to your own devices. But it was really cool that they, like, you know, roll it with you, and just how they roll through the glass and he can see and pick up, like, well, we're going to roll this way and do it in this order so that it looks like waves. And they use all these cool tools to make the shapes. And we made these swirls in the glass so that it looked kind of like ocean waves, but it's flat, you know, I mean, it's all smooth. It was crazy. It was the most fun we have had all of Rona. It was our own personal experience, and we really, really enjoyed it. And the humor involved was nice.
Yep. You kept saying there was either like drugs or sexual, so it's hilarious.
Yeah, it was great. Well, it was funny because I asked the glass blower, like, how did you get into glass blowing? And he was like, they had the best parties and drugs. And I started laughing. He goes, I'm not kidding. I was like, I like you already.
Oh, man.
That's hilarious. So super, super, super fun. So I encourage everybody to go give that a whirl if it's a thing in your community or anywhere within a couple of hours driving distance. Totally worth it. It was so much fun. And yeah, we didn't burn ourselves or hurt anyone.
Did you, when you lived back here, did you go to Corning?
Yes. Yeah. We've always been really fascinated with glass blowing, and we've been to Corning a couple of times to the museum and have a couple of pieces from there, actually. Oh, nice. But I don't know if they have any glass blowing classes that you can take to the extent that, like, you could make a piece. Maybe they do. I don't know. That's a little bit further than 2 hours from where we live.
No, but I mean, like, previously.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. It's kind of fun. I liked it. That's it, Chris. That's all I got.
I was in Vermont, boy, like 10, 15 years ago. And we stopped at a glass place like that, and they offered classes. We were going to do it, but we ended up not. Because he said he doesn't like people from Pennsylvania, so.
He was busting. Touché.
Yeah, no, it's teasing. So we have some of his pieces, but we didn't actually blow anything.
Good. Yeah, well, you should get to blow on, Chris. It's a lot of fun.
Someday, when I don't have a cough anymore.
That's going to be never, my friend.
I know. It's terrible. How was your weekend? Everything go? Anything exciting besides?
Yeah. Well, you know, so here's the thing, Chris. We live in San Diego and we have great weather. And because of coronavirus, we can't do indoor things. So the state was like, sure, no problem. Just move everything outside. We'll let you use sidewalks and parking lots. Whatever you want to do. Fresh air, sunshine will do you good. And what I personally love is that the breweries and wineries embraced that wholeheartedly. We're like, no problem. We will take our parking lot and just make it tailgating. I love it. I have become just like, it's great. We don't patron a lot of them to sit down and drink, but we have a couple that are in our little bubble. Yeah. And it's super nice. You know, you're all spaced out. You've got your social distancing plus the fresh air and everything. But it just cracked me up through the day when I'm like sitting at a picnic table outside underneath the tent thinking, this is like adult tailgating, right? I mean, I'm not at a sporting event, but I'm drinking beer in the parking lot. I feel like that's tailgating. I don't know. Maybe not.
That's awesome.
Hopefully it'll just still be a thing because, you know, I think we're not getting rid of this virus anytime soon, so we might as well be drinking in the parking lot rather than our.
The hard part about us colder, temperate people, though, we don't really have that option unless you put
You guys need like sweaters and heaters or something. I don't know.
Need long johns.
Yeah, it's a bummer. It's a bummer for the cold climate for sure.
Keep the beer cold.
Yeah, well, that's true. Yeah, so we did a little bit of that, and. Last night, we were just relaxing, sitting here in the apartment, and we heard some music. And I was like, oh, man. And earlier in the afternoon, we had watched, I believe it was 6 different women, each with a bottle of wine, come to an apartment here in the building. And I was like, oh, that's not going to go well. That's a lot of wine for tiny little women. That's just not going to be good. But surprisingly, heard nothing from them. This was an apartment complex outside of ours, just down the way a little bit here. And yeah, the music picked up and all of a sudden I hear a trumpet and I hear people yelling and singing along and sounds like a really good time. And I'm like, man, if it wasn't coronavirus, there would be nothing wrong with this situation. Right. But these assholes are giving coronavirus to each other and having a great time. Brooks came running in and he's like, man, it sounds like they're having a good party. If it wasn't Rona, I would want to go. Yeah.
I was going to say, did anyone call anything on them? Like the police or anything?
No, they stopped around like 10 o'clock. This was from like 6 to 10. I'm just hanging out. I assume they were all outdoors. Because it was pretty loud. If you were inside, you would not have been able to hear it to that decibel. Right. And that complex does, each unit has a very large, actually, patio in the back. So I have no idea. We couldn't see it. I don't know how many people or whatever. And I certainly don't encourage that kind of gathering, but it did sound like they were having a good time. And when the trumpet came out, I was just like, I don't even know what's happening right now, but.
It's step up the game.
Yeah, I did. Didn't even know what to expect. Wow. Oh, and actually, they could have been in the park behind our place, too. Sometimes they used to have, like, there's an outdoor amphitheater there, and they used to have movies and stuff before coronavirus. So they could have been up in the park, and we just assumed it was the complex. Like I said, we didn't actually see them, but...
Oh, I see.
Whoever it was, they were at least outside, and they were having a good time. So I don't encourage that, but, man... It sounded like a lot of fun. Yeah. Awesome. As I sat in my bedroom watching Netflix, like, oh, I'm not going anywhere or doing anything.
I know.
Yeah. You know, we have our bubble of people and our bubble of places that we rotate through. And that's that, man. 2020. She's a bitch.
Yeah. Yeah. I've been struggling just with work and stuff like that. And just like, you know, when you have vacations, it kind of gives you something to look forward to or even something to do on the weekend. And it's like, that's really been that like mentally draining part of life amongst everything. So we're talking about like trying to maybe go somewhere, but it's like so guilt ridden.
Oh, it's terrible.
Because it's like something would happen or you get something or who knows who stayed in that place beforehand and how clean it is, et cetera. So it's like this yin and yang, you know, with half of you is like, yeah, let's go. Let's, you know, let's stay safe and do things. And like our half's like, no, don't be careful. Like stay here, you know, wait a few more months. You know, hopefully things come on more. You know, it's like this big internal battle.
A lot of people have been RVing for that reason, that they can, you know, rent an RV. But again, I guess you would wonder who has been in there before. I think maybe that can be cleaned better than hotel or places with carpet. You know what I mean? If it's all like a hard surface, you can at least let stuff sit for a while and clean it out, air it out, open everything up. It's tough. Yeah, we have not done any vacation, anything away from home, and don't intend to for a very long time. But
it's fun to think about.
Places
we've been before, and I saw some like deals. I'm like, oh, it'd be so nice.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, look at the deals right now.
I know. Oh my gosh. When we had to renew our passports a few weeks back, and we went to AAA to get our pictures taken. The lady was trying to sell us a vacation. She's like, oh my gosh, things are so cheap right now. I said, you think? Because there's a pandemic going on. I'm not traveling.
Minor things, Sarah.
I'm like, bitch, you don't understand what's happening right now. Why are you trying to sell me a vacation?
Well, that's like that. There was this, where my wife went, she went to Italy right before all this kind of happened in November. And she gets things about, other trips, and she wants to do other ones. And if it wasn't for COVID, she probably would have done something additional this year, maybe next year. And so, so she got emails, right? And it was like, oh, like free, book anything in 2021 and you can get like free cancellation up to end of January 2021. Yeah. And, she's like, these prices are so cheap. And it's like, do you gamble that something is going to, like, in a year from now, right? Let alone like a few months from now, but like if you book something like a year from now,
right?
What chances if you can get a deal? But it's like, I don't even want to take the chance.
Well, yeah. I mean, we had plane tickets already purchased for two separate flights. We usually in the beginning of the year buy the flights for travel back east. And we had already had that done. And of course, the June flight, we had to cancel and they gave us credit. And I said, for December, can we maybe just try and get a refund for that one? Because I already know that credit is never going to be used. I really don't want another credit. I'm just like, the money's already gone anyway. We paid the bills. Yeah, I wouldn't. But that's me.
Yeah.
To each their own. And I know people who have traveled and feel very comfortable with it. Brooks and I had this very discussion today, and I'm like, I just wish there wouldn't be cancel culture. I don't agree with it, but I'm certainly not going to shame someone because of the decision that they made. Everybody has to make their own choices. I don't think it's safe, but that's me and what I'm comfortable with doing. Yeah, I just tell everybody, I'm like, well, if you travel, I'm not going to see you for at least a month, because I need to be sure that wherever you went, you didn't pick up anything and there's nothing lingering. So I was like, it's going to be like at least a month to 6 weeks till I'm like, hey, good to see you again.
Yeah, we'll FaceTime again.
Right.
But it's interesting, though, because, you do see that, right? And you like, when you see the news or the literature about it, right? It's like, stay home, be safe, right? But then you do see people traveling.
Oh, yeah.
And they're safe, right? And they don't come home with, COVID or the plague or anything else. And you're like, well, maybe.
That they know of.
Well,
they know of.
True.
That's the
right.
thing.
But they don't get sick. I'm sorry. Let me put it that way. And so you're just like, well, maybe it's, if you take it safe. So, but it's just one of those gambles in your brain that maybe people are doing it. So why am I not doing it?
Yeah.
But better to be safe than sorry. Can always travel later.
Yeah. Yep. That's Anyway.
Yeah. Big news, Sarah. Big news.
Well, what big news?
I moved my home office.
Oh, this is big news. How does one move a home office? Do tell.
It's my little desk that I had in the corner of our bedroom. I was mentally wearing me down, and you think it would be that bad, but just rolling out of bed and then going directly to work or vice versa, at night was
terrible.
Just wearing on me. Yeah. So I need a slight separation of work, cause I've been doing this since, March.
Yes.
So you'll be glad to know that I have officially moved out of the bedroom.
Good.
And I moved into our laundry room.
Oh gosh. I think that's worse. Okay.
I will tell you that my wife will never have to worry about clothes not being moved from the washer to the dryer.
Yeah, you're on it. Right there. Zero excuses. Chris! I heard a ding!
You know, instead of like pacing, you know, if you're thinking hard, I can just start folding laundry, you know, things like that. So,
do you know what's so funny? We do that a lot, especially on calls. Like if you just need something to do and you don't need to be at your computer, you're listening or talking through something. I do that a lot where I'm like, I need to figure this out. Let me fold laundry.
It's like the best ideas come when your brain is kind of turned off, right?
Yeah. And you're just doing this monotonous, like mindless thing. Absolutely.
Einstein's so best ideas were in the shower.
Yeah. Oh, well, that always happens. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're in the laundry room.
In the laundry room. We found a little spot in the corner of the laundry room. And
how big is your laundry room, dude?
So our laundry room. So is that technically our third bedroom?
Okay.
Building plans. So we enlarged the one bathroom to become our master bathroom and made that smaller. But still, like, you could, in theory, get a bed in there and like you know, a little bit of stuff, so I can get the washer and dryer, and so we have the hanging racks, you know, to dry our clothes, like the the linens and stuff like that. So yeah, so I have enough room in there, so it's actually really good so far.
Good.
So it's been a week, very positive development, less angst about being in my bedroom. So
yeah, I wish we had had this discussion when work from home started, because I started out in my living room.
Right.
And then I moved to the bedroom because I thought, oh, well, then it'll be out of sight, out of mind. And very quickly moved it back out to the living room for that reason. I think it was like maybe a month and a half where I thought, oh my gosh, this is terrible. This is just the worst idea ever. Your bedroom is your sanctuary and should be your sanctuary and should have nothing to do with turning your brain on and having to work. Yeah.
I struggled with that because the bedroom, we have a nice window so I could look out and watch squirrels and all that kind of stuff. So it was nice in that regard.
Yeah.
And so I just knew something, I need to do something. So I've been doing like more walks and things like that just to kind of separate because there's just a lot going on. But that's moved into the laundry room. So it's a positive development. Now, my wife is wanting to move where we record here is in the basement. We have a finished basement.
Right.
And she wants to convert our current living room more into like an office space, like library, and make our sunroom more of our living room. So I'm going to work on trying to make build a desk, a bigger desk, an L-shaped desk. So it's my plan in a few weeks. Good. Yeah. My kids are really getting into some of the woodworking stuff. So we did some of that this weekend, made a raised garden bed. Put
you fancy?
My son is excited. He's, you know, drilling holes and screws in. So,
thanks.
Yep.
Please go to bed. Wow.
Yeah, so it's good. So I got to make one of those desks though. So we're playing musical chairs on where we're actually sitting and stuff like that. However, my wife will get like a whole room that's very nice and has TV and all this other stuff in the laundry room. So
yeah, I'm still confused as to why you aren't both in the same space and you just have an office.
So we're on the phone a lot.
Uh-huh.
And that's why we're on the phone a lot.
Uh-huh. Brooks and I are both on the phone all the time too, and we literally sit across from each other.
I don't like wearing a headset.
Uh-huh.
So
that's so you'd rather be in the laundry room.
Rather be in the laundry room. It's also separation, so I won't be around her all the time. Or probably vice versa. She's around me all the time.
You know, I feel like we're the only couple that were like, we're fine. I don't, what's the problem? Although I will say, I think Brooks is losing his mind. He laughs at everything. And I'm always looking at him like, are you losing your shit? You hit peak and this is it. Now everything is funny. I don't know.
I'm with you.
He keeps laughing at my small coffee mug.
We just, I mean, right in the present moment, we just don't have a big enough space for both of us. That's the key. So there's not enough room in the laundry room for both of us.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, so we'll see. Maybe in this new area, the desk will be big enough and she'll let me in.
Yeah. And how long do you guys work from home now? Until forever? Or are you going back eventually to the
December.
Office?
I mean, officially to the end of December. I mean, I've been back in the office, you know, for some research visits have started back up, so we've been doing that since June. So, yeah. But I don't go in too often because my team is much better adept at doing that stuff than I am.
Yeah, that's good.
They're like, you just stay home and keep pushing buttons.
Okay. I just don't understand the need ever to go back into an office. And the people who keep pushing for going back into an office, I'm like, you better get on board with the fact that there were many, many, many global companies that were built long before this ever happened that were 100% remote and operated just fine. Unless you are a physician, even then you can do some visits remotely. You know, there's a lot of stuff that doesn't need an office at all. Yeah.
Definitely pulled things forward like 5+ years.
Right.
Or, I mean, you know, there's some positives, you know, to the grimness of everything. So I think I struggle with that. I mean, I think there's definitely like people on like, you know, our team that never had to come back again. And they'd probably like that because they don't like talking to other humans.
Yeah, people suck, Chris.
I think some of it, I think I like a hybrid, I think, of just going in maybe once or twice, you know, a week at once. But I mean, it's close proximity, just the thing I struggle with is that we have some newer staff, and it's hard to ingrain them into certain processes that are obviously in person, right? Like, you can't do research with different participants without having to actually interact with those participants.
Sure. And that's a different use case. I'm talking about general, like, office slash business management.
Totally agree. No, I agree. And the only I was trying to get to is the only thing I can see is that sometimes it's difficult with newer staff members, especially people right out of college or the new industry, to kind of ingrain them into some of the things. Obviously, certain processes are more, you know, task oriented. And that's things, you know, but some of the more thinking, as a manager, it takes a redesign of how you actually interact with, you know, the team and things.
And there's the key. That's called leadership, Chris, not management, that you are recognizing you have to take on a different style and technique and do other things. Yeah, there you go. Good job, friend.
It's just a huge time suck, though. So on top of everything
else. Well, yes. But
as anything, totally agree. Yeah. It's just, you know, different mindset, different plan. It's hard to, on top of, you know, the other 60 hours worth of work you have to do.
I know. It's kind of crazy. Yeah. Good.
But no, it's good. Move my office, live in the dream. We'll see if I move.
The laundry room.
It was so funny. So my wife and I are in some calls, and there's a woman we work with, and we were joking about, Jamie was gonna kick me out to like this shed, you know, because I'm running out of space or whatever. So this woman sent to my wife these pictures of these she sheds that are like magnificent, and she's like, make sure Chris builds you one of these.
Some of those are amazing.
I know, immaculate. Yeah. But actually, the person I get, you know, cuts my hair, she was saying that her boyfriend or fiance was making one of those for his mom for her office.
Yeah.
Brilliant. I like that. So maybe that'll be the next thing. We'll get my wife set up in the living room, and then I will build my man shed.
I was gonna say, you're gonna have a she shed?
My she shed. My manrage.
It's actually a big selling point here for people who have standalone homes. And if it's a tinier home, to build a shed, in the backyard to have as your office. So you have a separate office space. I think it's brilliant. I'd totally do it.
Yeah.
I cannot afford to buy a home here, though.
Better. I should plan my space better because I don't really have a good place to put a shed.
Okay. I feel like it's a huge lie. Chris.
Not in the...
The pool took up all the space. Is that what you're saying?
Did.
You poor thing.
I can put, and I have a second floor to the barn, so I can make my stuff up there.
See, there you go.
But then I need to run line. I need to run like the network line there. So
we need solutions, not problems here.
We're solutions. So yeah, that's good though.
Oh my gosh. You have fall foliage, fall beer. You moved to the laundry room. You're woodworking. You're like a fucking, I don't know.
living the dream.
Yeah.
Well, it's actually good. And like I said, you know, minus all the chaos that's happening, you know, in the greater scope of the world, you know, things are good with the kids and family. And it's been fun getting some of these things that may not have opportunities to do, like these woodworking projects. So my son, even my daughter, she's really pumped up doing some of the stuff. So,
well, she's a winner, you know.
She is. She is. And they were excited. We went into the deep bowels of our house and got all the Halloween and Thanksgiving decorations out, fall decorations. So,
oh, why even bother?
All that was done. So, because the kids, you do it for the kids. I mean, I was like,
isn't Halloween canceled? Thanksgiving's definitely canceled. Christmas, it's going to come and go. Holidays are canceled.
It's funny how much stuff we have in these tubs for the holidays and how much has been purchased in the last 5-ish years because of the kids, right? We do a little bit with Halloween. I mean, I enjoy Halloween, you know, as much as the next person. But yeah, I don't go out of my way to, you know, having a party in my house. So we do a little bit more now, and the kids were excited about doing it up. And my wife hung up the wreaths and around the house and put one on the front door. So we'll see. The next 3 to 6 months, I might be talking about a story about getting hit in the side of the head with a bird. We decided to make one of these leaves a nest.
If you don't remember this story, you need to go back and listen. Yes. Chris has not had good luck with the Reeves because the birds, he lives in the middle of nowhere and they like to build nests, and it's trouble. It's trouble for you, Chris.
It's happened twice now to me.
Unbelievable. You think you'd learn. Can't you put some netting or something over it, like, so they can't get through?
Well, it's pretty funny now because when I open the door, now that I know that's out there, I will like duck and peek my head out.
You're prepared. Just go out with a tennis racket. Like, I'm ready, bird. I got you. I got your number.
I know. Oh my goodness.
Hilarious. So, yeah,
we'll see. I'm not sure it's going to be the Thanksgiving wreath or it'll be the Christmas wreath or what wreath it'll be that
it's coming.
Does me in.
It's the same bird every year. I feel like it's got it out for you. This is my chance.
I think so. You know, you never know. They're out.
Oh my gosh.
They're intense. So it was a good weekend though, Sarah. I'm glad you had a good weekend. Well.
Yeah, it was good. You know, I've been taking up baking again, so I made some sourdough bagels. I'm just all over the place. I'm like fucking Martha Stewart over here.
The wind is going to jail.
Well, you know. Probably not.
Who's that French one? Baker.
What French one? What are you saying?
The French woman who, like, back in the 80s.
Julia Childs?
There you go. Wasn't it her? Yeah. Was she French or was it English?
Julia. Yeah. I don't. The Joy of Cooking is her cookbook. I don't know. That's got a lot of animal products in it, and I'm not big on those. So. I'll just stick to my, like, sourdough baking. I impressed myself, Chris, with these bagels. They were really nice looking bagels. So I was pretty excited.
That's awesome. Well, you know what? Whenever I come out to visit you in the next 1 to 10 years, I expect sourdough bagel.
Absolutely.
If you do you make pretzels or just the bagels and like and.
I make bagels and bread and pizza crust and maybe pretzels are next. I mean, why not?
Your own Auntie Anne's.
Hey, man, when I get stressed, I just start baking, and there's been a lot of stress. There's a lot of stress and anxiety right now. A lot of baking.
Sarah's getting freaking out.
Getting upset.
No, it's good, though. It's good to have outlets like that, though, right? Like,
I think it's very cathartic.
Yeah.
I mean, I baked from
drinking and other things that are on its grill. Yeah.
The world is on fire, but I'm like, hey, everybody, look at my sourdough bagels. They're perfect. They're on Instagram.
Are they trending? Do they go viral?
No, not yet. Oh, not like the guy who was singing Fleetwood Mac and drinking Ocean Spray. I'm going to retweet this from our account. Can I tell you something funny?
I love it.
Can I tell you funny on Twitter? You need to see this video. It is 10 or 15 seconds and you have to watch the whole thing. It is a whole vibe. And whatever is in his Ocean Spray cranberry juice, I want. Because this man is so calm and chill. It's fantastic. It's great. It went viral.
It's 22 seconds, by the way.
Oh, I'm sorry. 22 seconds. It's worth it. Is it not, Chris? Come on.
Yeah, I would. The first half, you're like, what am I watching?
Right.
And the second
but
half.
It all comes together then in the end.
Yeah. Perfect.
Yeah. It's so worth it. Well, good. I think that's it for this week.
It is. Hopefully
who knows if we'll do be back
one next week.
I don't know if we'll be on next week, Chris. It's all dependent on you. No pressure.
I know. It's terrible. I'm so sorry.
No pressure. I tried to get Brooks to record in between, but he's not having it. I don't know what's happening. We could do hair updates for him. His locks are luscious.
Or we can do Jillian Child recipes. Oh, you like a Popeye?
No, wait, that's wrong.
What was that?
I lost my Julian Child accent.
Who's Julian Child? Julia.
Oh, is it Julia? Oh, I was way off then.
It was her son, Julian.
Wow. Yeah.
And then Frankie comes in, you know. That's the long lost cousin that just always wants money.
Anyway, if you want to follow along in between episodes, you can check us out on Instagram and Twitter. Can I tell you something funny on Instagram? And can I tell you it's letter U funny on Twitter? I don't use those accounts for anything, so please join. But you can follow me on Sarah No Socks on everything, Twitter, Instagram. I'm on Twitter a lot, Chris. That's all I'm using. I thought you were taking over our Twitter account. What happened? We'll have to talk about that offline.
What's social media? I'm backing out.
Anyway, you can email us. You can check out our website. It's all linked in the show notes. But the most important thing you can do is subscribe, rate, and review, share with your friends. That really helps us because eventually we want to grow this podcast. I know we don't seem like it, but we really do, Chris. This is how I'm going to make my money and become financially independent.
I like it.
So get to get. I don't think we have a PSA this week. I mean, wear a mask, please.
I had one. I thought about it this week and I didn't write it down. Dang it.
Oh, see what happens? You're old.
Ooh, I got one. Please use your turn signals so that pedestrians know that you are turning left or right. Almost got hit twice getting dinner tonight. Just saying, turn signals.
Thank you. So can I tell you a funny story real quick? I know we're ending.
Sure.
Turn signals. So sure. There was early on my career, I worked for a company based in Boston, and the one person was talking, came down to our office, and we're talking about how people don't use turn signals in Massachusetts and stuff like that. And he said, oh, yeah, you don't want your enemy to know where you're going. That has stuck with me forever. So, Brooks, you are the enemy.
Oh, man. All right. Well, join us next week. Hopefully we will be back with more of these shenanigans. Yeah. If not, we'll see you when we see you.
Yes. Thanks, everyone. See you, Sarah.
Bye.